We come together in community to celebrate spring and the renewal of life. Today, we will welcome new members and share our joys and sorrows. We will also share reflections on spring and plant seeds of renewal. Let us begin with this poem by Billy Collins entitled, Today. If ever there was a spring day so perfect, so uplifted by warm, intermittent breeze, that it made you want to throw open all the windows in the house and unlatch the door to the canary's cage, indeed, rip that little door from its jam. A day when the cool brick paths of the garden are bursting with peonies and seemed so etched in sunlight that you felt like taking a hammer to the glass paperweight on the living room table, releasing the inhabitants from their snow-covered cottage so that they could walk out, holding hands and squinting into the larger dome of blue and white. Well, today is just that kind of day.
This month is a special kind of month. It's March, St. Patrick's Day, the Ides of March, and we celebrate every month birthdays, and this is a special month for March birthdays. All who have a birthday in March, could you please stand, and we'll sing happy birthday to you, and at the end of the service, there's a special gift for all March birthdays, so be sure to come down and get your March birthday gift. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, we love you. Happy birthday, and may all your dreams come true. When you blow out the candle, one light stays aglow. It's the love light in your eyes wherever you go.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
If you have learned anything about me so far, you've probably learned that I like to tell stories. And today we're going to tell a story, but I need lots of help for this story. So I have six people who are going to help me. I'm looking for Miranda. Who are my six people who are going to help me? All right, come on up. Come on up. See, there's six pie wedges, and I need one of you to stand in front of each one of the pie wedges, okay? So go pick the one that you think has the prettiest people in it. I'm kidding. Just one of the quadrants. You can stand right here, okay? And I'm going to tell you... Yeah, you can stand right here, and I'm going to tell you motions that you're going to help them remember how to do, okay? All right, so here we go. So this first quadrant, every time that I say the word watch or look, they're going to go like this, like they're looking, okay? Can you do that? Okay, so whenever you hear watch or look, you're going to prompt this whole section to do that, okay? Do we have another section? Oh, right here. Here, come here. All right, you're with these folks. You can stand right shoulder to shoulder, okay? And you can stand right here. All right, so you know what to do. You all are watch and look. This is our transportation section, okay? So every time I say walk... Do that with me. Right, this whole section. And when I say run or fly, you're going to do it very fast, okay? Got that? All right. Now, this quadrant, This is very special for today. You're going to listen for words about planting seeds and seedlings, all right? So when I say something about planting or seedlings, you're going to pretend that you're making a hole and putting seeds in it, okay? And when you hear me talk about the plants sprouting through the ground, this is very complicated. Look, the plants are sprouting through the ground. Can you do that? Now, I have all them sprouting through the ground. Yes! Oh, they're good. All right. Excellent, excellent. Now, ooh, your sunny disposition is perfect for this. You're the sun part, okay? So every time I talk about the sun, you're going to pretend to be like the sunbeams, all right? So you're going to do motions like that. Yes! So you're going to have to help them remember, and you're going to have to listen very carefully, okay? Excellent. Now, you're the water and rain person, okay? So whenever I'm talking about water, you can do like sprinkles, all right? Or rain, you can do like sprinkles. Or if I talk about a watering can, you can pretend to be watering, okay? All right. Ooh, this is cool. You're going to be like the gardener with all the tools. So every time I talk about using a shovel, you know how to use a shovel? I bet you use the shovel a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Or a wheelbarrow, right? Or a hoe, all right? All the tools and gardening things. You're going to help these people remember to do that when I say a word like that, okay? All right. Oh. You know what? I have seen this magic thing that choir directors are able to do. Sometimes all they have to do is look at them and go, and the whole choir stands up. Have you seen that? See, I knew I wasn't making it up. So every time I say a word like stand or stood, you're going to do this. All right? We got it? All right. Now, right now, at the same time, everyone practice your gesture. All right? Turn around and help them. Very good. Oh, this is fabulous. Excellent. Excellent job. All right, so you need to listen very closely to my story and listen for your words, okay? All right. One day, after driving and fighting the freeway, Freddie Farmer got home from a frantic day at work, standing on his feet as a factory foreman. He picked up the first-class mail and found out he had inherited a fertile farm from his great-granduncle, Phineas Farmer. Although he knew nothing about farming, he packed up all his fashionable furnishings and his pet ferret, Felicia, into his Ford Fairlane and drove down I-5 to Fresno, where Uncle Phineas Farmer's fertile farm was found. Freddie stood and looked and feasted his eyes on the fabulous farm. And even though Jack Frost had just flown and spring had just begun, he thought, I can hardly wait for the fall harvest. And he stood there focused on a forecast of fruition, but nothing grew. He figured he needed some friendly farming facts. So he walked to the fourth farm down the footpath to ask old Franklin McDonald how a garden might flourish. Old McDonald asked, how fertile is your soil? Freddie said, Franklin, what do you mean? Old McDonald replied, you need good, rich soil. You need good compost to work into the dirt and make it nutritious for the plants. So Freddie Farmer flew back down the footpath to his farm, and Felicia the ferret looked and ferreted out old Uncle Phineas' favorite compost pile. The compost was rich and black. Freddie looked and found a shovel and shoveled the compost into a wheelbarrow and pulled the wheelbarrow to the garden and shoveled the compost out into the dirt. Then he took a hoe and loosened the dirt and work the compost into the soil. And Freddie stood there focused on a forecast of fruition, but nothing grew. Forlorn, he walked back and asked old Franklin MacDonald for more friendly farming facts. Old MacDonald asked, "How much water is your garden getting?" Freddie said, "Franklin, what do you mean?" Old MacDonald replied, "The dirt needs to get regular water so the plants will have enough to drink so they can sprout and grow." Freddie said, "Fine time to tell me, Franklin." So Freddie Farmer flew back down the footpath to his farm, and Felicia the ferret looked and ferreted out old Uncle Phineas' favorite fuchsia watering can. He faithfully watered all the soil he had fastidiously loosened with a hoe. And Freddie stood there focused on a forecast of fruition, but nothing grew. Forlorn, he walked back and asked old Franklin MacDonald for a few more farming facts. Old MacDonald asked, "How much sun is your garden getting?" Freddie said, "Franklin, what do you mean?" Old MacDonald replied, "The garden needs to get regular sun so the plants will feel the warmth so they can grow and sprout up toward the sun." "Wait a minute. If the plants are getting rain on rainy days, why aren't they getting sun on sunny days?" Freddie replied, "Well, I've been doing all this in the barn where it's less frightful and foul. I used a fuchsia watering can." "You mean I should do this outside?" "Yes," said old MacDonald, "that tends to work best." Freddie said, "Fine time to tell me, Franklin." So Freddie Farmer flew back down the footpath to his farm and walked into the barn, and Felicia the ferret looked and found the shovel. They shoveled the compost into a wheelbarrow and pulled the wheelbarrow into the field and shoveled the compost out onto the dirt. Sorry. Onto the dirt. Then he took a hoe and loosened the dirt and worked the compost into the soil. And Freddie stood there focused on a forecast of fruition, and he watched the rain fall on rainy days and watched and the sunshine on sunny days, but nothing grew. Forlorn, he walked back and asked old Franklin MacDonald for a few more friendly farming facts. Old MacDonald asked, "What kind of seeds and seedlings did you plant?" Freddie said, "What do you mean?" Old MacDonald replied, "You have to plant seeds for some kind of flowers, fiddleheads and fennel, and plants, tiny plants for fragrant fruits and flora, and even plant for figs and plant bushes for fancy fruits." Freddie said, "Fine time to tell me, Franklin." So Freddie Farmer flew back down the footpath to his farm, and he got the shovel, and he dug holes. And in some holes, Felicia planted seeds, and in other holes, Freddie planted seedlings, and in the bigger holes, Freddie and Franklin planted small trees. And Freddie stood there focused on a forecast of fruition, and he watched the rain fall on rainy days and watched the sunshine on sunny days. And sometimes he'd even take out his hoe and finish off some formidable weeds. And you know what? Flora began to grow. Things sprouted out of the ground. And tiny plants became full and fat. And small trees became large trees. And before you knew it, Freddie Farmer had a fabulous harvest, fit for a family of the finest. And you know what else? He shared the feast with his fantastic friends, Felicia the Ferret and old Franklin MacDonald. Thank you, my helpers. Hmm?